Yesterday we started the Moreshes Moshe. We didn't get a chance to finish. Let's just review what we did in Moreshes Moshe. We're talking about a combination of Rabbeinu Ephraim, who holds that there's no Chanan in Shar Isurim, together with the Shitas of the Sefer Trumas, the Ravan, the Rashpa, that the original Chaticha remains asura, which means in the second cooking, in a case of basar that has a tam nevela in it, all we need is shishim against the tam nevela. We don't need shishim against the chaticha because we're going like Rabbeinu Ephraim, and there's no chaticha nas and nevela in shari surim. But even after you apply bittul in the second taroves, so let's say you'll have 60 kizaisim against the original kizais of the veil that fell in, and now you could be matir, but you won't be able to be matir according to this shita, the chaticha of heta that received the tam of the veil that remains asur. It means that lo polta hakol, that there's still tam that is trapped in that piece of meat, and that's what we call efshel soto asur. Now, one school of thought says that the tam that's left in that basar is enough to be considered tam. It's what you call serious nesinas tam. But the other shita, and that seems to be the shita of the Tosfos and the Baal HaMa'or, is that what's left in the chaticha is nothing more than a mashahu. And that's what he means when he says "Eina Isa Niflat Legamri." There's still something left. There's a bit of a vestige of tam, but really, the serious part of the tam that would be considered as seen as tam in Tam Kikur, that's gone. Because again, we're holding that there's no chaticha nas nevela in Shari Surim. So all we have to do is be mavata the original nevela that we did, and the piece of basar heta should be mutter, but we're saying that there's still some leftover tam lo niflat legamri. So what we're holding on to here is a mashu. And that's why, and this is the good news in the picture, kfela would be irrelevant here, because kfela will tell you it doesn't taste that mashu of the original nevela. That's not relevant over here, because nobody can taste the mashu. So now the question is, what's the svara to prohibit that chaticha, which only has a tam of mashu? I mean, the whole of Tarovus is built on the halacha, the principle of bittul, that if there's no tam and you're left with a mashu, it's mutter. Why should that chaticha remain asura? So we began with one approach in the Chidushi Arim. The Chidushi Arim has a number of different approaches, but this is one of them. And it's also the approach of the Kovetz in Yonim, and that's based on the fact that there is no bittul in basar v'chol, because there's no bittul in heter v'heter. So when you have a mixture of heter v'heter, there's no such thing as bittul. And that means that in basar v'cholov, there could be an iser mashahu. Why? Because you have here the combination of basar and cholov. And this was the paragraph here in the middle of the right column of page Tuf, page Zion, where you saw the Aleph.
I see. Yeah.
And he writes on the third line, Davi heter beheter. Right. So those are the words that you want to underline. That's my derech. I like to underline words that so my eye can catch what I think is, you know, is the essence or the main chidush. And I think the main chidush is that it's heter beheter, and therefore there's no bittul.
Came across this during the Dav Yomi, in Masechus Nida, so Dave came across it yesterday. That het beheter is no bittul.
Oh, in the case of Kalayim, in the case of Shabbos.
No, it was. I think the relevant issue was talking about Dam Nida, but I said for one reason or other, I said Tosfos quotes it. That there's
because it's had to be heter.
There must be other instances where that is the case.
By the way, you learn the Daf Yomi on your own, or you go to a shir?
No, I don't. I do it online
Online, who do you listen to? Rabbi Rosner?
No, I listen to Simon Wolf.
Simon Wolf, sure. Yeah, he packs it in.
He's tremendous.
Wow. What is it, like 45 minutes, even
depends,
less?
Depends. Today is 20 minutes, but usually it's around,
wow.
It's around 40 minutes, sometimes 35.
Right.
But he's amazing.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
He actually...
He's in Ramat Beit Shemesh.
He was in at Harvard, in Boston, at the same time as here, that we were.
Okay, so that's what we have here called Heter Beheter. Oh, so you might ask the following question. If there's no bittul in the case of Basa B'chol, because it's Heter Beheter, so why does the Mishnah say that when this Tipas Chol falls on the Chaticha, it all depends whether there's Nesinas Tam? It should be irrelevant if there's Nesinas Tam. A Mashu should be enough.
Right.
So that's where we employ the Svara of Rava. Derech Bishal Osra Torah, which means that if he's cooking something that doesn't add any time, that's not reflective of what we know to be bishul, to add an ingredient that doesn't in any way enhance the kedera. So therefore, when we say that the tipas chalif, if doesn't give time, there's no isavas v'chalif, we're not saying that that's because of bittul, because there is no bittul in heta v'heta, but we're saying rather that's because it's not considered derech bishul to add a mashu. Now that doesn't have any bearing on this original chaticha, because if this original chaticha already had a tam in it, correct? It already had a tam in it. So you have a chefta basa b'cholov. Now what are you going to tell me that you extracted the tam through the second bishul, but what you're left with is a mashu? And if you're left with a mashu, then we're going to say there's no bittul in basa b'cholov. Now my only problem with this chidushei arim, which I think is absolutely stunning, is that the Chidushei Arim is meant to help us understand Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim is not talking about Basa B'cholov, he's talking about Shari Surin. So how is this Chidush in Basa B'cholov going to help me in Shari Surin? So if you take a look at the last line in this paragraph, which we didn't see yesterday, he writes, V'yesh lomar al pi derech haran, Sherabonon gazu shar isurim ot basa b'cholov. So now it becomes a little bit of a second to the second svekfeko. First, you have to lay down this principle that since you started with basa b'cholov, now you removed most of the tam, but you're still left with some tam. That tam mashu is enough to prohibit it because there's no bittul. And you don't have a problem with derech bishul because you were mevashal it with tam. Now you have to go one step further and apply that same structure to shari surim through the gzera of shari surim atu basa b'chol.
Apparently it says here that the pre-Megadim was lo dochel this approach.
He didn't accept it.
Yeah, he said, in ze maspik. Kom kom ashar tam aleka. So there's no tam. Is not sufficient explanation.
Oh, so I would say the following, that the Prima Godin thinks that even if there was Basa B'cholov initially with a Tam of Cholov, so it was Derech Bishul, that's not enough to undermine the fact that now we're left with no tam, we're only left with a mashu. Because if we're saying that there's no chanan v'shari surim, then what you're left with is a tam bolua, and the chatichas basar is holding on to a tam of chala, but now we got rid of that tam. So you don't have an entity which the halacha recognizes as tam left in the basar. So even though I'm not going to apply the principle of bittul, and even though we've circumvented and solved the problem of derech bishul asur Torah, but we're still left with a piece of basar that has no significant tam of chalav in it, and we're going according to the shita now that basar of chalav is asur machmas bilua. But I have a feeling that, well, you know, again, I'm not here to reject the Prima Gadim, but I have a feeling that this Mahalach here, that we call it the Chidush HaRims Mahalach, is based on the assumption that Basa B'Cholav is not an Iser Machmas Bilua, but rather it's an Iser Machmas Atzma. And therefore, once the Basa B'Cholav becomes a Cheftza Basa B'Cholav, as long as you're left with a Tam Mashahu of Cholav, that's enough to, even though the Torah doesn't recognize that as Tam, but nevertheless, we've already passed Shlav Aleph, which is called Chatich Anasis Nevela. Now we're jumping over to Shari Sur, which is certainly an Iser Machas Bilua. We're wondering why the Tam Mashu that's left would generate an Iser. And the answer is because of Gzeira Otu Basa V'Cholav. It's, again, it's possible that the Prima Gadim, I didn't see the Prima Gadim inside, He didn't know this little Tosefis here that the Chidush HaRim tags on of the Gzeira Otu Basa V'Cholav. But more logically, more likely, I should say, the Prima Gadim's objection is to say that Mikomakom Achshav Taima Leka, that you can't call it Basa V'Cholav if there's no Taim of Cholav. And that's even if you hold that the Iser is Machmas Atzmo, but the Machmas Atzmo has to be a result of the existence currently, right now, of Tam Cholav. If there's no Tam Cholav, then it doesn't make sense to say Iser Machmas Atzmo. You know, you got to start with a Balua. Once you have the Blia inside of Cholav, then you can say it's an Iser Machmas Atzmo. But if you don't have any Blia left, because you've taken out all the Blia and you're left with just a Tam Mashahu, that's not enough. So now we're going to go on to number Beis, which he attributes to the Chidush HaRim in a different possibility. He also calls it the Yad HaMelech, and it's based on a Mordechai. So we'll see if we are able to get through this paragraph. I'm not promising anything. It's a very challenging piece, but you know what? We got to face challenges in life too. So we have to be willing to, if need be, to confess that it's beyond our comprehension. He says the following. There's something called a miut shenolad bitarovis. Now, I think what he has in mind is the following. Again, the next few lines are going to be very, very challenging for me, because what I think he has in mind doesn't seem to really fit in with the hemshek of this paragraph. But we'll see, maybe b'siyata d'shmaya. But what I think he's saying in the opening, shall we say, laying down the foundations here, the point is that when you talk about bittul, you're always talking about isur that fell into a tarovis. In other words, there's a critical moment in time, we'll call it a frame in time, when the tarovis emerged. What's a tarovis? That's the mixture of Iser and Heter. In fact, we once had a discussion, maybe not in the morning shiur, but in the afternoon shiur, the evening shiur, about Lo Yodea. Let's say he doesn't know that something fell in.
Right.
And there's a Rashba that says that if he doesn't know about the Tarovis, then it's not a Tarovis. But you see clearly that that moment when the Tarovis was created and the mixture emerged in as a reality, that's a critical moment. At that moment, you could apply Bittul. But then you have another situation, which is our situation. And that's an Isur, which is Nolad B'Tarovis. In other words, when the, let's say the Tipas Cholav, and we can say the same thing about Nevela, fell in the first cooking, at that moment, there was no Bittul. And why was there no Bittul? Because there was an Asinas Tam. Okay, but now we cook it in the second cooking. Right now, we've minimized the Tam, whether it's the Tam of Cholav and Basa, the Tam of Nevela and Basa Shkuta, and therefore, we want to now apply Bittul. Says the Mordechai, we cannot apply Bittul here, because Bittul can only apply when the Tarovis was created. If you already have an Isur in this Tarovis, and there's the Sinas Tam, there'll never ever be Bittul. in that taromis. Bittul can only apply bitchilas hataromis. And here, the tchilas hataromis, there was no bittul. Now, later on, after the taromis was created, and it's already, historically, it's been here for a while, now you want to minimize the tam isur, cut it down in such a way that now I should apply bittul because there's no, it's not 1 to 59, it's 1 to 60. I can't do that. Why? Because initially, at the time that Tarumas was created, if we can critically frame that moment of time, there was no bittul. And once there's no bittul, that Tarumas doesn't lend itself to bittul. These are rules that restrict the applicability of bittul to a Tarumas. And bittul is applicable to a Tarumas at the time of Leidas HaTarumas. And Leidas HaTarumas means when the Isur fell into the Heter, when the Isur got mixed up with the Heter. Here, at the time of the creation of the Tarumas, there was no possibility of bittul because there was Nesinas Tam, and now the Tarumas has already been created. You can't superimpose bittul on a Tarumas. You can only say that when the Tarumas took place, in other words, when the mixture took place, at that point it was bittul. But once the Tarumas exists and we have Isur v'Heter together, you can't apply bittul. It's almost as if you could say, I mean, again, al derech hadrush, that now the Isur v'Heter are living happily together in some harmony, and you can't separate them. You can't be mevatel them. You can only mevatel them in the original nefila by applying the principle of batel b'shishya. But then he goes on. He says bi'uro, and here's where the going gets rough. The imme kara haya harov bifnei atzmo. The achakach is ariv bo miut. Nomar din bittul barov lashir es din arov kmo shahaya levado. Ve'hamiut kiman delesa. I'm not sure why he's mentioning bittul barov here, but let's operate within his framework. So you have now a taroves of rov and miut, rov heter with miut isur. In such a case, we're going to apply the din of bittul barov. Now again, this might be a case of what we call yavish b'yavish. This might be a case of Yavish Balachlach, Yavish, but it's on a deraisa level that is part of Rov. Whatever it is, he's applying the principle of Rov. Fine. Now, what happens?
That's bittul as we understand it usually, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there are two types of bittuls. There's one type of bittul which works midin. Called a parish merubu parish, meaning it's the midin sfeiko. So we say whatever we pull out of this taromis, we assume it came from the rov. There's another din of bittul, which means bittul atam. Right? If you hold tam ki'ikar, now we want to get rid of that tam, and that's a whole different set of rules and regulations of bittul. He's now introducing the bittul barov. So again, mikara haya rov bifnei atzmo. The achakach is arev bo miut. So you started with rov heter, and then you mixed into this taroves a miut of isur, and now we're going to apply the principle of bittul barov. And he says lashir es din arov kmo shahoy levado v'miut keman delesa. In other words, we're going to assume that the rov is in control and it dominates, and the miut is non-existent. So that's a case where you started with a rov and then you added a tarovas of a miut. Avol, that's how you want to underline the word avol. Im meikara lohaya harov levado. Of course, in the first round, what happened is the chalav, or call it nevela, fell in such a way that there was no rov heter. Lo amrinan sham miut kiman delesa. Right, we have to seriously consider the existence of the mute, and it's not insignificant. Right, it doesn't lose its identity. Vachinami here, let's see in our case, Kevan Shigam Kodesh and Isvasef Aheter, right, before he put the, you know, before we get up to the second Bishul, where we add a lot of Heter, Hoyoha Isra Mute Kayam Bishir no Saint Tam, meaning that even though the Nevela that was cooked here in the first cooking was a mute, but nevertheless it had Nesinas Tam. It was 1 to 59. It's therefore Yefshel Lo Mishu Bata. We can't consider as if this mute of Iser is completely gone. De'a Heter Lo Hoya Bifnei Atzmo De'kfar Nesar Mikodem. So that now the heter is not a separate entity because it became asur. Once the heter becomes asur, it loses its potency, so to speak, to nullify the mute of isur. The efshal lomar shedina tarovus yehei kemo shahayulif nation nafal bo isur kevin shekvar asarnu es atarovus. So again, the whole concept of bittul is predicated on the fact that there's heter bifnei atzmo. In other words, there's an entity of heter that has its own identity, and that heter is going to be mevatel the iser. In this case, since there was no ability for rov to overcome the miut iser, the rov had to nullify the miut iser. And the reason for that is because there was the sinas tam. Then at that point, the rov heter loses its identity. It's no longer called heter. And once it loses its identity, it cannot overwhelm, or shall we say, nullify Isur. And that's what he says on the top left of the column. He says, Kevan shekvar asarnu es hatarovos. Once we generated Isur, this tarovos, the heter, loses its identity, excuse me, as heter, and therefore cannot play a role of bittul. So again, how is the Yad HaMelech Chidush HaRim addressing so what we're saying is that the whole concept of Bittul is predicated on the Heter Bifnei Atzmo. And if the heter bifnei atzmo is rov, then because of the power inherent in that heter to be mavata, we consider the mute, which is iser, kemanda lesson, okay, as if it doesn't exist. The problem in our case is that even though we do have rov heter in the first cooking, but there's another halacha which is called tam ki ikar. And because the ratio here is less than 1:60, therefore what happens is the heter no longer can maintain its status of heter. So even though later on in the second cooking, I might be able to remove some of the tam, or most of the tam, of Isur, but nevertheless, I no longer have an entity called heter, which is capable of being mevatel. So even though I'm left with a mashu, it still remains asur.
So
it's very similar to the first approach, I think, but yeah.
This so essentially it's saying it's Nase Nevela, it's holding that. I mean, essentially it's following the,
I don't think he's going as far as to say Nase Nevela, because again, all he needs is Shishim against the original Tam, you know, the piece of Nevela, right, that fell into the first Kedim.
But after, let's say you want to mix more in later, Are you comparing it now against the new mixture, or are you comparing it now?
I'm saying you could mix in more later, and you could set up a bittul, but it's not going to help in that chaticha that received the tam.
Okay.
Because since at stage one, a particular chaticha received the tam, its status as heter, in terms of bittul, is completely gone. Why? Because there was an asinus tam in the first round. Now, you got rid of that tam in the second round, But what you're left with is the impossibility of saying bittul vis-a-vis that chaticha, because that chaticha doesn't have a head to bifnei atzma.
So, okay, so you can't bring out the flavor of that. It doesn't become, okay, mutter, so that one stays.
Right.
But how does this differ from the first?
Well, the first approach was that there's a rule in Bittul that we can only apply Bittul when, at the moment of the emergence of the Tarovis, when the Isser falls into the Heter. Once the Isser is already in the Heter, Bittul doesn't work, because now the Heter and the Isser sort of link together. They form one entity of Isser plus Heter. And once you have Isser and Heter, there's no hisnachus, there's no conflict that would allow you to apply Bittul. And that first answer could have tremendous implications, you know, in the laws of Bittul, which we're not aware of. The second approach is saying something totally different. He's saying that every din of Bittul really boils down to the original Bittul of Rov. And in the original Bittul of Rov, what happens is that because of the Rov Heter, the Miut Iser loses its identity. But that's what he calls a rov bifnei atzmo, meaning that the rov is something that stands on its own. It has its own, I called it, identity. It separates itself and emerges as a rov heter. What nullifies that rov heter, and therefore undermines the whole system of bittul, is the nesinas tam. Once there was Nesinas Tam, then despite the fact that you have Rov Heter, that Heter is no longer Mutter. Now, you want to be Mater it later, but you want to be Mater it later by virtue of Bittul. You can't do that because there's no Heter unto itself. Now again, you and I might have said, well, why not apply the principle of simultaneity, meaning of Gito V'yodo Poin Kachas, which means that we can apply Bittul to remove the Iser, the Tam Iser, and at that moment the Heter stands on its own to be Mavatel. He's saying that you're involved in a logical contradiction, because you can't turn this Heter into Iser without first applying Bittul. But until you apply Bittul, you don't have Heter, because it started in the first Kedera as a Heter with the Tam Iser. Once it was established as a Heter with the Tam Iser, it loses its status as Heter. So you're going to tell me now in the second cooking I'm getting rid of the Tam, which was the original cause in which the Heter lost its status as Heter? Yeah, but I can't get to that point as long as the Heter still retains its status. So again, there's a whole sequential logical system here that has to be understood.
Pragmatically, I mean, in practice, they both. In both cases, the chaticha, you have to nullify one chaticha against the chaticha, not against the tipas chala. We're talking.
Just make sure we're all on the same page. We're talking about Shari Surim. We're holding like Rabbeinu Ephraim, and we're holding that there is no chaticha nasis nevela, and we're holding right. That all you need is shishim against the tam. Again, we're talking about Shari Surim meaning nevela. So if you had right. One kizayis, even though it asid, let's say five kizayisim in the first bishul, but nevertheless in the second bishul, all I need is 60 kizaisim against the original kizais. Just to make sure we're on the same page.
Both, because I guess how do these fit with that? If the tipas chala, let's say we're talking about it. Well, this is all about nevelah, so we're not even
correct. Because we're going with Rabbeinu Ephraim that tipas chala is different. And in Tipas Cholov, the entire piece of basa becomes awesome in an irreversible way. You're going to need shishim against the entire basa. We're talking about Rabbeinu Ephraim in Nevela, and Rabbeinu Ephraim in Nevela says that in the second Kedera, all you need is shishim against the original old, you know, old-fashioned Kezias Nevela that fell into the first cooking. So the second cooking, I only got to get rid of the Tam and the Nevela for the first cooking, because there's no Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And yet, according to all these svarim that we mentioned, the primary one is the Rashba, Rabbeinu Ephraim would agree that even after you get shishim in the second kedera against the kizayis, the original basar heter that accepted or received, so to speak, the tam of the veil remains asur. And there were two interpretations. One interpretation, it's asur because there's a serious tam. And the interpretation of Tosfos is because what you're left with is mashu, you know, there's some mashu. So the question was obvious: if there's only a mashu, then the Torah doesn't recognize the mashu. All of Bittul is based on the fact that what you're left with is a tam mashu. So the Torah doesn't validate a tam mashu.
So you only have to invalidate the tam, but you can't count the piece that absorbed the tam.
Correct.
So you don't count it in terms of how much you have to invalidate the butzel, but you also don't count it in terms of how much counts as heter.
In the second interpretation, you're saying? Let me put it to you this way. I would say it a drop different than the way you said it, but it's very similar. I'm saying is the following. As far as the Tarovus is concerned, to be mater the heter and say that the heter never received tam, all I need is shishim against the original tam. Fine. That's because Rabbeinu Ephraim holds that lo amrin chatich nas level b'shari surim. As far as the piece of meat itself, we have a problem. Why? Because this piece of meat already received tam of nevela in the first cooking, as opposed to the other piece of meat in the second cooking that never received the tam because that tam was bought to b'shishim kenegin the tam. So that first piece of meat of basar heter that received the tam now, in a sense, nullifies the heter. What does that mean? It nullifies the heter. All of bittul is based on the fact that you have this separate identity of heter, and the heter is going to overwhelm the iser. We can't say that in this case. Why? Because that heter was already prohibited, and what generated that prohibition? The fact that there wasn't a sinas tam of nevela in the first cooking. So that basar heter now doesn't have heter as a separate entity. What it has is a combination of heter plus iser. And the yisod of bittul, he says, in this second interpretation, is heter bifnei atzmo. What does that mean, heter bifnei atzmo? The heter has to be an identifiable entity unto itself. And that can't be once the tam was nispashe. So now in the second kederi, you're going to remove that tam. But even if you remove that tam, you can't apply bittul, because bittul requires heter bifnei atzma. We don't have heter bifnei atzma. As far as the rest of the kedera, the balance, that has heter bifnei atzma. We're going to apply bittul. But in this particular chaticha that received the original tam of the vela in a case of 1 to 59, that heter is not a heter bifnei atzma, and therefore it cannot set up bittul.
So if you were adding, but therefore it won't also, its mass won't, it won't count towards making
correct
the tam.
No, it's just that we can't apply bittul. We have a certain, shall we say? I don't know if I can call it a volume of tam nevela in that piece of basar, and the piece of basar now could serve as a conduit to bring that tam to the rest of the kedera. The rest of the kedera has shishim against that tam, so that enterprise is a failure. In other words, he did not achieve his goal of bringing the tam iser of nevela from the nevela itself into the rest of the kedera. But the basar itself remains us.
But the remaining amount just has to be, I guess what I'm trying to understand, the remaining amount has to be 60 times the tam, not 60 times that chaticha that has the tam in it.
Well, again, Eric, what are you talking about? You're talking about to be matu the rest of the kedera.
Yes,
talking about
to be matu
to the rest of the kedera. What we're saying is that so much of that tam spread and was distributed throughout that it doesn't make any impact on the rest of the kedera, because the ratio between the volume of heter in the rest of the kedera and this tam that's being carried is more than shishim.
Right.
So the rest of the kedera is mutter. The problem is that chatich itself still has within it a little bit. Tosfos calls the lo niflat legamri. There's a bit of a vestige of tam. But our problem is a vestige of tam is batel. In other words, it's not significant. And the answer is, in this case, vis-a-vis that chaticha alone, as a separate, right, you can't apply bit.
But I guess I'm trying to get in the math itself. I have 60 pieces.
Right.
I have a chaticha here that's, let's say, a kazayat. They're all, or let's say that's all the pieces are three kazayas. And the tam was one kazayat that went on to this one chaticha.
Right.
So when I'm doing, I have to have
that chaticha is three kazaisim, you said?
Yes.
I just want to understand,
right,
you.
So tam is one kazai. So I only need to have 60 kazaisim of heter against that tam.
Right.
I don't need to have 180 because that chaktik. I don't need to nullify that chaktik.
Correct.
It just stands on.
That's Rabbeinu Ephraim. What you just said is Rabbeinu Ephraim. That in Nevela, as opposed to Bas Mechalov, all I need is 60 and not 180. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim. Our focus today is what about the original. I don't want to call it the original piece because the original, I want to use that word exclusively for the Nevela, but the original heter that received the tam of the Nevela, why isn't it enough that we extract and reduce that tam to a mashu? We extract most of the tam and we're left with a mashu. Why isn't that enough to be mashu? That again, I call it the original chatik. I don't know how to express it.
It's like the Rishon. It's like in 2 months,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like the Rishon. We'll call it the Rishon. The Rishon that contracted the tumor from the Nevela, right? So why is that mashu enough to generate an Isur here? Maybe we have a din of bittul on a mashu. And the answer is that there are technical inhibitions here, that barriers that prevent us from applying bittul. The first pshat is that we can't apply bittul once you have a taromis. The second pshat is we can't apply bittul to a case where the heta already mixed up with the Isur in such a way that the heta became Osir. Once the heta became Osir, it doesn't have that personality, so to speak, to be mevatel its own tam Isur. Even though that tam is only a mashu, but still it can't get rid of that tam. That tam lingers on because you don't have an entity called heter. Again, all this works only in the world of halacha, meaning everything I was saying is totally abstract. It has no reflection in biological reality. Let's just see if we can fit in the third shot, because I do want to get to the Gemara if we can today. If not, we'll pick it up tomorrow. And now the Chidushi Arim has a third approach. And this is also agreed upon by the Chazon Ish. I mean, we're talking about, fast forwarding more than a half a century. And the Chazon Ish says the following. Kevan demi kara haya isur b'shir no sein tam. So the nevela that fell into the first taroves had an asinus tam. Al kein nishar b'isuro kol od shenishar bo mashahu. He says the following. There are two concepts. There's one concept of creating isur, and there's another concept called maintaining isur. You hear the difference? It's much more difficult to undermine maintaining Isur than it is to prevent the Isur from the get-go. Yeah. Do you follow me? So if you're talking about the Isur creating, through its mixture generating an Isur, then I'm not so straitjacketed. I have a much broader possibility of preventing that Isur from generating Isur, from contaminating the heter. But once the Isur is there, then there's a whole new set of rules. Then it becomes much more difficult to remove that Isur because it's already set in, it's already done its damage. So let's read it inside. He says the following. Kevan de mei kara haya Isur b'shir no sein tam, al kein nishar b'isuro kol od shenishar b'mashu. To maintain and retain an Isur that's already chal, I only need, I can just, I can stretch my arm out to a very thin thread, and that's enough. Mashen came to create the Isur when the original Bishul took place. For that I need a very, very serious, profound amount of Isur. But once the Isur sets in, I only need some, zecher l'dafer, some vestige, no matter how insignificant it is, to retain that Isur once it was chal. Ukirmatzinu b'shar duchti sheyoser kasha lechadish din me'ashal afkia din. In other words, if you want to generate an Isur to begin with, when there was no Isur, then it takes a real serious. A serious amount. So in order to say that this Isur, when it mixed with heter, was cooked with heter, it converted the heter into Isur, for that I need a massive amount of Isur. But once the Isur is chal, now you want to be mafkia the Isur, you want to reverse the situation or terminate it, for that I don't need much. to maintain that Isur. The Isur is already Chal. So again, for Isur to jump in and generate an Isur, for that I need something really profound, and that's going to be what's called Mesinas Tam. But where could a Mashu play a role? That's when there already is an Isur, and now I want to come to be Mafkia that Isur, to undermine it and uproot it. For that, all I need is that there be some vestige of Isur left. HaChazonish Kosav Shematzinu Harbi Pa'amim, that this principle that he's applying is universal in Halacha, and we find it elsewhere. The B'tchilasam B'inan Shir V'shirayav Chashuvim V'mashuhu. Shirayav means the vestige is considered significant even if you left with a mashu. You don't need that shir anymore. Avalodami lekan kol kach. And I'm not sure why he has to add that apologetics at the end, as if to say you could make a distinction. So Rabosa, I would submit that the difference between the Chazanish and everything we saw before the Chazanish is that the Chazanish is making it into some sort of an abstract principle that applies in many different areas of halacha. He's not grounding himself and anchoring himself in the laws of Bittul. The previous two approaches were, each one was an analysis of how Bittul operates and when we can apply Bittul, when we cannot apply Bittul. He's being malvish some universal principle about the difference between Lechadish and Lafkia, and he's applying it here. Alright, that's what we have. Now we're on Daf Kuftes Amud Aleph, and we're up to Omer Le Rav Acha Midifti LeRavina. So let's just see. It's sort of smack in the middle of the Amud. The first one in the line is L'Sochto. Now, up until now, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim was about Efshel L'Sochto. And Rabbi Yehuda held that if you do a near L'Basov, because we're not going to rely on the near B'tchila, Shem Elo near Yafe, if you remember from yesterday, then that near B'sov is going to spread the Isur throughout, distribute the Tama Isur throughout the Kedera. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that Efshel Soto is Asur, that even though you have Shishim, but that's not enough because Efshel Soto is Asur. You can never really squeeze out the Isur once it's Balua. Balua remains Balua, and that's it. The Chacham, on the other hand, held Efshel Soto Mutter. So if he does the Nir, it doesn't matter if he did it Batchila or Basof. In both cases, you can remove the Tama Isur. So Rav Acha says to Ravina, you know what? Mimai, how do you know that this is really the Efshel Soto Pligi that they're arguing about Efshel Soto Dilma? Perhaps we can say that the Efshel is Soto Divri HaKol Osu. Even the Chachamim agree that Efshel is Soto is Osu. So again, let's go back to the words of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Achetitein Tam Barote Bekipa Ube Chatichos. And that meant that we're focused on the Tipas Cholov, and since he does near, we want to know if that Tipas Cholov has enough of an Esinas Tam against the Rote of the Kippah and the Chatichos. And if it doesn't, then everything is Mutter, even the original Chaticha, because Efshel is Soto Mutter. Dilma, perhaps, the Efshel is Soto Divrei HaKol Osu. So in other words, once he does a Nir, and he mixes this piece together with all the other pieces, the Chachama will agree that that piece of meat remains Asura. And the reason for that is because Efshar L'Soto is Osir, and even the Chachamim adopt the position of Efshar L'Soto Osir. So therefore, the Chachamim, according to Rav Acha Midifti, are going to agree that that original Chaticha that received the Tipas Cholav remains Asura even Benir. And that would apply, by the way, even if he mixes it immediately, if we hold like the Chashash of Rabbi Yehuda, the Chevalo near Yafa. But v'hacha, what is the subject of the machlokas? B'min b'mino ka miflegi. Is there bittul in min b'mino? So the machlokas la'alocha is only with regard to the din of the other chatichos of basar. In other words, the original chaticha that received the cholav is asura. Now, does that chaticha automatically generate an iser with the other chatichos in the second bishul? Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that this is automatically the case. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's language, oseres kol chatichos kulim ibnei shein mina. And here's where the Chachom disagree. They say that the chaticha is not going to generate an iser of a mashahu in the other chatichas, but rather only an iser of nesinas tam. In other words, when they said achetite tam, they're talking about the chaticha, which became asura, and the question now is, does it generate an iser in the second kedera vis-a-vis all the other chatichos, where Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, it will generate an iser because of the principle called min bimino. And the Chachom say, no, there will be bittul over here. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei d'omar. Rabbi Yehuda says in many different sugyas and shas min b'mino lo bottle. So that chaticha which became asura, the original chaticha, could not be bottle in all the other kali chatichos, even if there would be 1,000 of the chatichos, because it's always min b'mino. What do the rabbanon hold? The Rabbanu L'Tamayu, the Amri, they hold in all of Shas, min b'mino batel. So even if I agree with you that this chaticha became a chaticha surah as a result of the chalav, but nevertheless, there is bittul in min b'mino. So they're going to be matir the entire kedera if the chaticha itself doesn't have the size and the volume to generate a tam. Now let's go over to Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says that he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that min b'mino eino batel, which means that efshel soto osur, therefore the chaticha rishona becomes a chaticha asura, and it's not batel in the other chatichos. Whereas Rebbe doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda about near, meaning if he was near miyad, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, we're not going to rely on that near. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to be machmir. Here we're going to accept the shitas chachamim that near miyad is valid, and what near miyad accomplishes is that the tipa itself now is distributed amongst the entire second pot, and it's min v'she'eno mino, and it's not large enough, this tipa, so to be no same time, and therefore everything is mutter. So there's really a secondary machlokas here. No outstanding issues in a fundamental sense will separate the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda according to Rav Acha Midichti. They all agree, number one, that there's a principle called Efshel Soto Osu. They all agree that Min B'mino is Lo Batel. As a result of Efshel Soto Osu, that Chaticha remains Asura in a case of Nir Levasov. The only Machlokas is a technical Machlokas about the nature of Nir Miyad. Rabbi Yehuda is not going to rely on it, and the Chacham will rely on it. If they rely on near miyad, then that tipas cholav never gave a tam iser, because immediately with its falling, you mixed the entire kedera and the tipa distributed throughout the entire kedera. So Ravina says, no, this can't be pshat. Hai mai is if to say, what kind of question are you asking? Iyamit bishleim, if you'll hold Rabbanim b'mino dahocha. Kirav Yehuda Svirale. If you would agree that this particular sheet of the Chachamim that's recorded in this Braisa accepts the sheet of Yehuda that min b'mino eino batel, and therefore a chatichas nevel that fell into many pieces of basar, even 1,000 pieces, would generate an isar on all 1,000 pieces, ubi efshel soto pligi. They only disagree with Rabbi Yehuda because of Efshar L'Softo, meaning they hold that through near you can get rid of that Tam Basa, or the Tam Cholav that's Nivla, that's Balua in the Tam Cholav, excuse me, that's Balua in the Basar, and that's going to be Matir, even the original Basar. So that the machlokas now is only about efshel sochto, where the rabbanon allow for efshel sochto mutter to be matir the original chaticha when he does the nir. And Rav Yehuda holds that that I'm not going to rely on efshel sochto, because I hold that no matter how many times you mix this kedera, the iser tam of chalav in this case will remain. It cannot be expurged or cannot be removed. Is then I understand Hainu Dekama Rebbe Nirim Divri Rav Yehuda Beha V'Divri Chacham Beha, meaning Rav Yehuda is acceptable in the eyes of Rav Yehuda Nasi in a case where he didn't do Nir Mitchila and the Chaticha became Asura. On the other hand, he accepts the Chachamim Shita in the other case where he was Menayer Mitchila and nothing ever became Asura. And Rabbi Yehuda is not, and Chacham are not going to be choshish, maybe he didn't do a good nir. So the Chachamim themselves will be matir the original Chaticha, even in the case of nir lebasov. I'm sorry, let's say the other way around. Just one second. Yeah, even in the case of nir lebasov, the Chachamim will be matir the original Chaticha because they held efshel sochto mutter. So all that works out if we assume the efshel the sochto pligi, that the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chacham revolves around efshel sochto, and Rav Yehuda Anasi accepted Rav Yehuda in the case of nir lebasov. However, he accepted the Chachamim in the case of nir b'tchila and lo chayshin and shemelo nir yofa. But if we hold the way you wanted to suggest, that efshel sochto the Rakol, also even the Chachamim agree that original Chaticha, once it became Asura, you could never squeeze out the Tam Cholav and Eino Chozeres Letera. And they also are worried about the possibility of Shemelo Nir Yofer, and therefore they ask that Chaticha even if he did a Nir Mitchila. And what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham in this brisa? The issue is min b'mino. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino lo batel, and therefore, just one second. And therefore, all the chatichos in the second kedera become asuros. The Chachamim, on the other hand, reject min b'mino lo batel of Rabbi Yehuda, and if they were matir all the chatichos, assuming that the chaticha which became asur doesn't have enough time to asur all the chatichos, then it'll be batel, and there is bittel in min b'mino. If that be the case, then we're stuck with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Why? Hi, nirim divi Rabbi Yehuda v'ein nirim miboile. What Rabbi Yehuda Nasi should have said, that's called miboile, is that nirim divi Rabbi Yehuda v'shalom mir b'tchila, v'ein dvarav nirim b'nir b'tchila. So if he didn't do the nir immediately, then I accept Rabbi Yehuda. But if he did the nir immediately, then I don't accept Rabbi Yehuda. He shouldn't have even mentioned the Chachamim. Why? Because the Chachamim are only disagreeing because of min b'mino. Here we're not up to min b'mino yet. The machlokas here is on a more fundamental level, and that is whether or not the nir is meaningful in the case of nir miyad. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is pointing out that I accept Rabbi Yehuda that the nir b'tchila is not reliable. But in near Levasov, that would be okay. So Rabos, I see that we're running out of time here. I don't want to try to fit it all in 1 minute. So let's make a note of where we got up to, and Belineder will try to finish this up tomorrow.